If you are someone who is inciting arguments on the internet and keeping it going, responding to comments, your potential clients are seeing these conversations.
Hello, and welcome to Tech Champagne, a wealth expansion podcast designed to help you turn simple ideas into major impact and big revenue. I'm Elisa Purdy, and I've spent the last 13 years helping women entrepreneurs build six and seven-figure businesses with simple systems and automation. I'm here to guide you and give you my exact strategies for money, marketing, and automated business growth so you can create the life and business you truly desire. The income level you really want is well within your reach. Let's do this together. Hello, and welcome back to Tech Champagne. I am Elisa Purdy, and I'm your host. I am recording this episode on November 6th, which is the day after our presidential election here in the United States. And fear not, my friends, I'm not talking about politics today on the podcast, but I am talking about politics today on the website. And if that sounds a little unclear, just stick with me here for a few minutes, because this is a really big question among online business owners is, should I talk about politics in my marketing? Should I be posting about my presidential choices on my Facebook page? Should I join conversations? Everybody's posting about it. Should I join in? And so I have some thoughts there. And personally, if you follow me on social media, if you know me, if you've ever had a conversation with me, you already know what I'm about. I'm about serving women. I'm about empowering women. I'm about building lifelong revenue for women and future generations. That's what I'm about. Do I need to go onto social media and talk about my specific political beliefs? I don't. And that's a personal decision that I'm making. And it's just my decision. And it's your decision to say whatever you want on the internet. But I'm going to talk about how this is going to affect your marketing today, because it is. Either way, it affects your marketing, right? So let's talk about this here for a moment. Should you share your political beliefs as a business owner? First of all, we don't share everything online, right? We don't. I don't go onto Instagram and talk about the fight I had with my husband or couples therapy or, credit card bills or family issues or, insert all personal issues here. You just don't do that. We are a curated version of ourselves in our social media. There should be thought behind what you're posting. There should be thought behind the presence that you have in your social media should be well thought out. It's not just off the cuff every day, say whatever you want, whenever you want to say it. That's not how it is if you have an online business. There's planning here and there's thought that goes into it. And it's, really intentional. So I want you to be really intentional either way. And I'm not going to answer this question for you. Should you be posting about the presidential election on your social media? But I am going to give you a lot of food for thought here. So here's some things to consider. I want you to consider, first of all, how this is going to affect your brand. Right? Because it is. If you start posting about your political views, it's going to affect your brand. There's going to be people that don't agree with you, that are going to unfriend you, unfollow you, say mean things to you on the internet, share mean things about you. That's just how it is. That's the risk that you run when you're vocal on social media. I think we all know that by now. So number two, I want you to think about how this is going to affect your revenue. Because it is. If you start posting things that are really polarizing, you're going to lose some followers. These people could be potential clients. There's a loss in revenue there. That's just something to consider. Am I willing to lose clients and money to get this post out about my political views? Am I willing to take that risk? You might be. You might not be. That's completely up to you. Do my clients care is something else to consider. Do they care? It's not right for every brand to be posting about their political beliefs, because for some brands, their clients are not going to care. They're not invested in it. They'd rather not know. It doesn't matter to your clients. They do not care. Okay, number four, is there a benefit to sharing this? There's not always a benefit. The risks might outweigh the reward here. This is something to really think carefully about. And number five, am I willing to lose potential clients? So we already talked about how this is going to affect your revenue. Are you willing to lose potential clients who've been watching your social media, taking a look at everything you're doing, kind of pumped, thinking they're aligned with you, and now they discover, oh my God, you are going to vote differently in the presidential election. And now they're like, I'm turned off. I don't want to be part of this person's world. We don't agree. Maybe they catastrophize, politics. You really can't control how someone feels about their political beliefs or the impact that it's going to have on society long term. You can't control any of that. So are you willing to take that risk? Are you willing to lose potential clients? Something to consider. Okay. So now let's talk about some reasons that people are sharing on their social media. I'm seeing it today. It's rampant on social media today. So number one, they want to feel part of the conversation, right? It's just human behavior. We want to belong to community. And so some people feel that if they start posting and get comments and create engagement, that they are becoming part of the conversation. And that feels good temporarily. And then you got to do it again to kind of keep that feeling up, right? And number two, another reason that people are sharing this is because they want to share emotions. And again, this goes back to human behavior. We want to be a part of the conversation, a part of the community. And the way that we do that is we find commonalities with other people. So this is a hot topic right now. Obviously, it dies down. So you have to keep that in mind. It's a hot topic. It's a hot conversation right now. I mean, politics is a hot topic for a long time, but it's really emotionally charged right now. And that's not going to be true forever. Third reason that people share their political beliefs on social media is the dopamine hit. It is temporary. It is fleeting. You might think, oh, I look smart, or I look informed, or I'm taking a stand for society or women or business owners or whatever. It's a dopamine hit. That's really what social media is built on. Every time you see that red notification, every time you get a DM, there's a feel-good dopamine hit that comes with that. So keep that in mind. If you're feeling the urge to post about your political beliefs, consider the long-term effects and then be aware that you are getting a dopamine hit from doing it. And that is fleeting. It's very short. It is not something that's going to sustain your business for a long time. It could have a really long-term negative impact. So keep that in mind. Okay, let's talk about three risks that you are taking when you start posting about your political beliefs online. Number one, online bullying. People are going to come at you. And if you don't want that in your space, if you don't have the emotional capacity for that right now, don't light the match. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm still going to think you're a highly intelligent person if you don't post online about who you voted for president in the US. Okay? I'm still going to think you're a smart human being. So don't open up yourself to online bullying if you don't want to. Number two, another risk that you're taking is inciting arguments. People are super fired up about this and very passionate. So you might open yourself up to online bullying and arguments. So if you are someone who is inciting arguments on the internet and keeping it going, responding to comments, your potential clients are seeing these conversations. Keep that in mind. When you are a business owner, your social media is public record. So you really have to be conscious of what you're putting out there and what sort of interactions you're welcoming into your space. Okay, number three, third risk that you're taking when you post about politics is appearing to be uninformed, right? There's always going to be somebody who thinks they know more than you do and your information's not correct and they're posting things that you're dumb and you haven't read these things and here's some links for you to brush up on. And their goal is to make you feel really small when I know you're not. But again, you might appear to be uninformed and your potential clients are reading these sorts of things. So let's avoid the conflict altogether. Okay. Or if you want to dive in and cause the conflict and cause the friction, if that aligns with your brand, go ahead. Just know that there's a lot that comes with that. So just make sure that you're prepared to handle it. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm actually not telling you either way to post or not post. I'm just creating some awareness about what could happen. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about things to consider. We've talked about reasons that people are sharing their political views. We've also talked about the risks that you are taking. So now let's talk about some brands that this might make sense for. It might make sense for you to post about who you voted for president in the US if your brand only wants to work with like-minded people. That's a possibility. You might be somebody who has really specific beliefs and you only want to work with people that have the same beliefs as you. Then go right ahead. Post all you want. Another brand that this would work well for is a brand who's aligned well with a political party. Politics might be part of your brand. It might be part of your business. And if that's the case, obviously it makes sense. Like if you run a TikTok that is, you know, political commentary, then obviously you're going to be talking about politics. And there's, you know, a wide variety of brands where this makes sense to talk about your politics. It's not all brands, but it might make sense for you if you are a business who's aligned with a political party. It also might make sense for you if your brand is built on a specific value system. So, you know, there's a lot of brands that are built on specific value systems that have to do with women's rights. And, you know, we can sort of dial down into specific women's rights or, you know, various value systems that pertain to women, children, you know, really specific value systems. And if that is the case, then it makes sense for you to post about your political beliefs because then you're nurturing your audience and sticking with the people that you want to work with. Okay, so now let's talk about what happens if you don't share your political beliefs. Number one, are you a coward? No, you're not a coward. This is my opinion. I don't think you're a coward. I think you're somebody who is considering the risks and the impact that it might have on your business. It's detrimental for a lot of businesses. And so if people are not posting their political beliefs, I support you because I think you're taking the time to think about the long-term impact of that. So number two, do I think that you're not taking a stand? I mean, you're not taking a stand because you don't have to take a stand. You can view your social media marketing as simply just marketing, and that is okay. You don't have to take a stand and show people who you are personally if your online presence is focused on marketing your business. You don't have to. Okay, number three, are you hiding? No, I don't think you're hiding either. I don't think you're a coward. I don't think you're not taking a stand, and I don't think you're hiding. I think you are someone who's considering your business first and that dopamine hit second. I support you in that. I think that you're making a decision for your own business that you built on your own with your own two hands, right? We're really protective of our businesses. All this revenue that we've built over many, many years, when a lot of us started with $0 and no investors and really no understanding of how online business works, have built really successful businesses with our own two hands when no one thought we could do it. And I'm including myself in this scenario 100%. So yeah, I'm going to make decisions for myself based on what I want for my business on my own social media that I run with my own two hands. And you do too. This is your permission. If you're not sure which way to go, this is your permission to make that decision for yourself. And something else to consider is there's no political administration that's going to come to your house and help you rebuild your lost revenue. So if you think you're helping society or you're doing your part by making these big political statements on your social media, it's possible, because we went over the risks a few moments ago, it's possible that you're actually hurting the revenue of your own business and nobody's going to come and help you rebuild that. Nobody's going to save you from that. If you're an entrepreneur like me, I'm a solo entrepreneur. It's me, myself, and I. I mean, I have a small team. But at the end of the day, it's me, myself, and I. These decisions are mine to make alone because I know nobody is going to show up. Nobody from the White House is going to show up at my door and say, thank you for taking a stand. I know this may have had a negative impact on your business, so here's a check. That's not going to happen. So it's my decision to make. I don't talk about politics on my social media. I just don't. I don't. People that know me personally, they know. They know me personally. If you want to ask me questions about it, you know, DM, we can have great conversations. I'm open to that. But I'm not going to be posting publicly about my political views because, I mean, for many reasons, many of them I just listed, but it's just not my vibe. It's not. I'm here to help women make a lot of money. I'm here to help women create a life that they have only dreamed of. I'm here to help women get out of unhealthy relationships, to empower themselves, to take vacations when they want, to send their kids to whatever schools they want, to have homes that they enjoy, to really create space for their own health. It's a big deal to me. It's a really big deal to me. So I hope this episode of Tech Champagne has been helpful for you. And if you are thinking about whether or not to start making political posts or keep making your political posts, it's your decision to make. It is your decision to make. Consider all the scenarios and then move forward in an empowered and informed way. Okay, thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode brought you exactly what you needed. If you had fun today, be sure to hit the subscribe button or leave me a review. Your support means the world to me, and it helps other women entrepreneurs find the show as well. And if you're looking for a free place to connect and learn more about creating your own six-figure online business, check out my Facebook group, Empowered Entrepreneurs. See you on the next episode.